Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. We are Big JD and
Lippo, and it is the morning.
Yes, it is.
Here at CJAM, 8 o'clock in the morning, bright and early.
Bright and early.
Thursday mornings. I love Thursday mornings because I get to be on the radio.
We should have called ourselves Bright and Early.
Who's we
You're listening to Bright and Early.
Who would be bright and who would be early?
There's a good question.
No, it isn't.
Let's see. You were born before me, though.
I'd rather be bright than early.
I wasn't born yesterday.
I was born at night.
Oh, baby. You can be bright.
Of course I'm bright.
You can be bright. At times.
At other times, not so bright. That's what my parents used to tell their friends. That's Mike. Yeah, he's not so bright.
He's one of our sons.
Yep. One of our three sons.
Three sons?
Yeah, three sons.
You don't have two brothers, though?
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Why didn't I know that? You have one in BC.
You're not.
Where's the other one?
You're not too bright.
Where's the other one?
He's in St. Thomas.
Really? Like in the place or the town?
He's actually in a little town called Fingal, which is just outside of St. Thomas proper.
What's in the proper lately?
That's the second time I said that right? I don't use it a lot. I've only used it twice.
Right, twice, but sounds like a lot because you don't hear it very often.
And it usually has to do with places.
Yeah.
So it's a place, but not really in that place.
It's proper. Sort of improper.
That's what you are, sir. Improper. Improper use of the verb.
What's happening? Anything going on?
Not too much going on in my neck of the woods. Same old thing. Just working and playing hard.
Working hard and playing hard.
Yeah, that's a Ted Nugent song, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That wasn't a cover, was it?
No, it wasn't. But that was on, I think, Cat Scratch Fever, I want to say. Working hard, playing hard. Or no, was it?
I don't think so. I want to say it was.
Or was it on the Weekend Warriors?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah?
That's the one, I believe.
Wow. Either that memory this guy has. Well, talking about me.
Yeah, it's because you're bright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I'm bright.
Yeah.
Proper.
And early.
I'll be both, bright and early.
That's right. We wanted to talk about some alternative something there. I remember I came into the studio and you said, hey, wait, save that for the show.
Remember? Save it for the show? Yeah. I was asking you about your technology talk. That's what it was.
Oh, no. No, it was something else.
Oh, really?
While we were preparing the Big JD and Lippo in the morning tea.
Really? And yeah. I said, save it for the show.
Yeah, no big deal. I forget what it was. Sorry.
Maybe it'll come up in today's show.
I hope so.
Who knows? It's always a possibility on the morning show.
Anything can happen here.
That's right. Hey, I won the jammy on the weekend.
And that was
You talking to me?
The spoken word?
Best spoken word show.
Awesome.
2012.
Congratulations.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are, all nestled into the newsroom.
Oh, it's so cozy in here.
Very nestly.
That's a great...
Ooh, nestly.
Nestle. Quick. Nestle quick. Nestle. You want it to go local or do you want to go mainstream?
We're going to go both ways today.
Today? Not any different than any other day.
Break out the nurses' uniforms. A LaSalle man who suffered a serious head injury while riding an ATV in Essex over the weekend is still in critical condition.
That's a bummer. A lot of people were on four-wheelers, I know, this weekend. I saw them out and about.
They didn't release his name, 33-year-old guy.
That's too bad. That's near my neck of the woods, in the Woodsley area.
They're not ruling out alcohol.
Well, of course they're not going to rule out alcohol, but you're dumb if you drive an ATV or otherwise known as a four-wheeler under the influence of alcohol.
Any four-wheeler.
Well, yeah.
On the road, or otherwise.
Don't be driving your car under the influence of alcohol either.
Unless it's a bicycle with training wheels. You'd probably be all right.
Training wheels? Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're a little kid. Don't drink and ride your bicycle with training wheels. That's right. We don't condone that here on the morning show.
No, we don't condone that. On a little more not-so-bummerish mood, Facebook bought Instagram on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
For?
An estimated.
No. Oh, it is estimated. I guess it is somewhat. Sure. Approximately.
Yeah, it's always approximate.
And what do you think the number is?
Billions.
No plural.
A billion.
Yeah, that's the way, what's his name?
Oh, did I say plural?
No, what's the movie? Mike Myers. 1 billion. Oh, Dr. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook is buying Instagram, which is a social photography site. And it also involves apps. That's the whole thing. It's a mobile app where you take pictures and post it. People comment on it. And it's a community-related thing. However, Facebook is one of the biggest photo-sharing places on the internet. Like, people take pictures and post it to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting that basically this was a move unlike any other move they made. Usually if they buy something, they integrate it into the company. Whereas this is just going to remain Instagram. They're going to still have that separate app and everything, but obviously the integration is going to be tighter, or tight, I should say, is there's nothing Instagram in Facebook right now. So basically what they're going to do is allow you to take pictures in Instagram and then possibly port them over to your Facebook profile. That's all I can think of. Otherwise, it's just a purchase just to get rid of their competition. Because this app and site... We're becoming very social, and there was just last week that Instagram announced that they were going to be releasing the Android version of the app.
Mm-hmm.
So they are saying that it could be like an instant 50 million people all of a sudden going to be on Instagram through the Android app. And there's about 50 million iOS users right now. So that's 100 million people right there.
But all those 100 million people also are on Facebook.
Which is, that's what they're hoping. Well, some of them are. A lot of them are.
Sure, most or all of them are.
Yeah.
Who's not on Facebook?
I know some people who are dead set against it.
And why is that?
They're just not Facebook type people.
And today's show topic is versatility. Are you versatile?
Somewhat versatile, yeah. I can bang a bongo, play guitar, work a computer.
Okay, you're talking about, okay. Yeah. You're on the musician thing for a second.
Yeah, and I can dig a ditch and fix a wall socket. And I'm not too good with the plumbing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my plumbing's fine, but the plumbing in my house, I can't. I don't feel very confident when I'm working with plumbing. What else can I do? I
don't know. Well, with plumbing, you got to cover up the wall after, and then if there's something wrong, then you're... It's really going to be a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
In some cases, I mean, you can't always check something beforehand, can you?
Oftentimes you can't, yes, depending on how your house was built or renovated over the years. So,
depending on whether Jack built your house or...
The Master Builder.
What's that from? The house that Jack built?
Oh, I was just thinking of Jack of All Trades or Master of None.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you? Are you versatile?
Those around. I am. But do I want to do anything?
I can do anything, but I don't want to do any of it.
There was a time I would do anything.
There was a time I would do anything.
Is that a song?
Yes.
No. What is it?
It's the song.
Did you make it up proper? Yes. I mean, I would repair anything. I could fix anything.
You can fix it.
But I'm tired of it. I've been doing it for like my whole life.
Right.
25 years. It's long enough.
I agree 100%. What about plumbing? You have a good plumber?
Do I have a good plumber? Plumber? Do I have a good plumber or am I a good plumber?
Are you a good plumber?
I'm okay with plumbing. I've done many a plumbing thing. I tend to
similar probably to yourself. I like to have somebody there for validation that knows, you know, that's done a lot of plumbing, because right. plumbing is one of those things that's a little bit more tricky.
It's like gas.
Yeah.
Pipe fitting.
I don't mind passing that still.
No. Just as long as you don't do it right now, be good.
Yeah. Not while that match is lit.
Like, I can fix the toilet, but that's, I don't consider that plumbing.
Some of that stuff. I'm talking about copper piping and things like that. When you got to, you know, solder and
thread
and
pipes. Thread. Yeah.
The threading stuff, yeah, not bad. Solder, you know, that sometimes is, unless you've got lots of experience with it, to know, you know, whether your solder job is probably going to be good or not.
Exactly.
In some cases, when you put the wall back over top of everything and have to tear it all apart again.
Yeah, you want to make sure that's leak proof. Do you know anybody who is exceptionally versatile?
And my Uncle Brian is exceptionally versatile.
Yeah.
My dad was versatile.
Yeah.
Or some people say versatile.
Yes, they do.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's versatile in itself, sort of.
Well, it's two ways to say one thing.
So the word versatile is versatile.
Yes, it is.
My uncle can do anything. Absolutely anything. Fix anything. Do anything.
And what does he do?
He's done everything.
What does he do for a living?
Well, he's retired now.
Oh,
but I mean, he was a longtime contractor type guy, you know, builder. Build a house, ground up, by himself. He doesn't even need anybody to do anything.
Right. I know a couple guys like that.
It's pretty amazing. Very handy, man.
Sure is. Very handy. I know that I know a couple carpenters, they start off as carpenters and they do something like build a house and mm-hmm. they get different contractors and they realize, well, wait a minute, I can do that myself.
What about versatility of everyday articles and things that, you know, you buy for some purpose,
right?
Yet it serves a different purpose.
Sure. Like the clothes you buy after you get oil on them at work, you got to use them and you turn them into rags.
Right. Yeah. Your underwear, your old underwear.
Well, t-shirts and pants and even stuff.
Nope, underwear.
And what about pants
that
also turn into shorts
right
after?
Yeah, some of them, they unzip and turn into shorts. Oh, you can set the legs off.
Sometimes you buy them that way.
That's right.
Other times, that's just the way it works out.
Yeah, you cut them.
Cut them because you're thinking bell bottoms ain't in anymore.
How short, do you have cut off Levi's? How short do you cut your Levi's?
I'm just thinking of the Lemmy movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that too. Can't get that out of my mind.
I know, it's crazy. No, as far as...
there was a time I wore those, though. I have them.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Tight as hell.
Yeah, tight and really short with the pockets hung out at the bottom.
The pockets hung out at the bottom.
That's really bad. That's in the 80s.
And they were frayed.
70s, too. And then eventually everything got long. It was cool to have everything really long down to the knees.
Oh, that's what she said, yeah. No, that was the skaters that did that. They got the shorts nice and long because they didn't want to.
Is that who started that? Yeah.
I believe so.
Hurt their legs when they wipe out and things like that?
Yeah, it was just cool. And I think they felt that seeing a bunch of white leg was not the cool thing to be doing.
I think there's things like, I mean, something as simple as a sandwich baggie.
Sure.
Think of the versatility of a sandwich baggie, all the things that you can do with it.
I know that a lot of people sold weed in baggies when I was in high school. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's when I saw a lot of baggies.
I didn't know that.
Whatever.
But the baggie is used for everything. So many different things. I mean,
for sure.
I just recently gave my mom a CD. And
in a baggie? Come on. Listen, you can do better than that.
But she wanted it signed. Why my mom wanted a signed CD by me, I don't really know. But
it's going to
anyway,
be valuable.
So I wrote it on magic marker because it was still in its wrapper. And sometimes if you touch that plastic, you know, it'll come up. So I put it in a baggie and it fit in perfectly. And there it's like preserved.
Like
some baggies are really big too. Yeah, you can get really big baggies. The Ziploc type baggies. Really
big ones.
Big ones that'll hold like a roast.
Yeah, because you can freeze them.
Books and things in those.
Mm-hmm.
Save them.
Okay. Oh, maybe.
What else would you do with a, you know what I mean? If you wanted to kind of preserve a book that you had bought in some kind or...
put it on a shelf.
Well, yeah, but...
Just kidding.
I mean, as collecting more collected, so than, right. You know, having out and collecting dust.
Right. You don't want your first edition, whatever.
What about the inner tube?
The inner tube is good for being a tube for a tire.
Yes.
Holds air.
Which you don't see that much of anymore.
We had to buy a tube just the other day for our lawnmower because it was a tire that
Is that what I saw something posted about the lawnmower being down?
Yeah, lawnmower's down because the actual wheel would not hold air, but if you just throw a tube in there and it holds air, no problem. But you can also go swimming with a inner tube and it's a ton of fun. get on your inner tube and ride the waves, baby.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Before the break, we were talking about the inner tube.
Yep.
Is it an inner tube or an inner tube?
No, inner tube.
The inner tubes.
The inner tube is the internet, isn't it?
The interwebs.
Well, that's what the dude says.
Just or is that search. Interwebs?
Interwebs.
Another thing that an inner tube is versatile for is if you use the ones like from a 10-speed bicycle or something like that, a lot of times you cut a piece out and you can use them for a number of things. You can use them to repair another one. For one thing, you can glue more.
Make a patch, yeah.
You can also use them for if you have to put something on a bar of some kind, a steel, and use it as a non-slip thing. If you're putting some kind of bracket on something, you know what I mean? Like a rubber non-slip.
Gives you some gription.
Gription.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. That's not a word.
I believe it's a word.
Really?
Yeah.
Gription.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a words show.
Oh, no.
Proper.
Oh, no. Proper. That only has to do with places.
Well, it depends where we're going to do it. Proper.
We're going to do it right here in the CJM studio.
Right here, proper.
I'm going to have to come up with another thing for me to say so you don't steal it.
What about magnets? Like a speaker magnet. Do you ever use a speaker magnet for something else?
Cleaning up nuts and bolts on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it at the end of a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And what else could you use it for? Something to hold something down because it's heavy.
Or hold something up if you want it on the fridge. I mean, not the big magnets, obviously, but I mean not. From small radio or something, smaller speakers. You could use those to hang something on your fridge. That's versatility at its finest.
Yes, it is. What about a thing that holds your clothes on the line? Clothes pin.
Oh, a clothes pin. Yeah.
There's a
versatile. C-47.
C-47?
That's what a real clothespin is. Use them in film to hold like scrims or not necessarily a scrim, but a piece of the something to cut the light down, and they'll clip it on there with a C-47.
Not only
that's army term or something, I think. I don't know what.
Probably.
It's a proper term for it. Not to be confused with the place it came from.
That's right. We're going to ask a question at the end of the show. How many times Big JD said proper?
Then there's also the other clothespins, the ones that, remember the old style ones that had a slit in it?
Right. So you wedge the clothes between the line and the wood, basically.
Right. And kids made things out of those in school and stuff, I think, You turn that upside down and put a picture in it.
You could turn it upside down, make a
mount
picture
it
of it.
Somewhere.
The spring-loaded kind you could put on a spoke of a bicycle with a playing card and make a really good sound.
Yeah, like a motorcycle.
I thought you said you weren't going to pass gas.
Oh, that was wind.
Passing wind.
What else is versatile? What about something like a kitchen knife? Use it for everything. Box comes in the mail and you use a kitchen knife and open it up.
A knife,
like a butter knife.
It's an extreme.
Butter knife uses a screwdriver.
Oh, yeah, many times. And then a lot of other things. I need something thin and hard. So you go get yourself a butter knife.
That's what... Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, butter knife.
Very versatile item as well.
Yep. And you can take that back to the baggie as well.
Take the knife to the baggie?
Well, in that sort of vein, that area.
By spreading butter on the bread and then put the bread in the baggie?
Exactly.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
And today's song is artist Katie King doing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. That you'd have to be versatile for.
That's for sure. It's a Paul Simon song.
The problem is all inside your head, he said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I want to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. He said it's really not my habit to intrude. I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued, but I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. Fifty ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back jack, make a new plan stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Now listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Just slip out the back jack, make a new plan stand. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Now listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Such pain. I wish that there was something I could do to make you smile again. And I said, I appreciate that. But would you please explain about the 50 ways? He said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And in the morning, you'll begin to see the light. And then he kissed me. I realized he probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back jack, make a new plan stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back jack, make a new plan stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, get yourself free.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. That's right.
All right, Lippo's got something for us this morning on Tech Talk.
This morning I'm going to talk about something called the Nest Learning Thermostat. This device here is made by a company called Nest, which consists of old Apple engineers. So you can tell it has an Apple feel to it. The box, the packaging, aluminum and glass.
Mm-hmm.
There are no buttons on it. It's all just a knob that turns on the top of it. And it's got a display, like a nice looking display that gives you the temperature and all your settings that you have to know. So what is a learning thermostat? Is what it does is it learns your patterns at how you set your thermostat. So you have to, there's a training period that you need to go through. And obviously you don't want to be bugging with your thermostat on the wall all the time. So of course the Nest Learning Thermostat has apps for your Android phone or your iOS device, iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch. And so you can set the temperature in your house.
So wirelessly do it by your phone.
Do it by your phone from anywhere in the world because the thermostat is on the internet.
Okay.
So you dive into whatever password you obviously you got a password, protect your thermostat. Someone dives into your thermostat and turns it up to whatever, turns it off.
Yeah, when you're on the other side of the globe and the wife, the wife has the thermostat up way too high. You can turn it down from wherever you're at.
Sounds like Big JD's talking from experience here. it's cool in so much that it will learn your patterns and you can see the pattern. It gives you patterns that you set like in a timeline, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And it shows you how it sees your patterns. And then over, a period of a few weeks or a month, it'll know how you like your temperature. And of course, that's going to change as the seasons change, depending on where you live. Like if you live in San Francisco or something like that, you wouldn't be changing this too much. But where we live here in the Great White North, you would be changing this.
And can you save patterns that are once it's learned it and it's going to start doing that for you, and then you could probably save that and go.
You don't
on
have to save
new.
It; automatically saves it.
Okay,
so it just knows.
Right, but it saves that. What about when when winter comes and everything changes?
You want to go back to what you did last
then
time?
Then the summer comes again. Yeah,
I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question. If it goes back and realizes, or it just knows that okay, it's this time of year from last year. It's March 15th, and I realize that things are changing here. They're not turning on the thermostat.
And now it's time for quotes and quips.
All right, we've got an original quote here for you.
Right from Big JD's brain.
If it's versatile, it's more worthwhile.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, you were talking about baby food jars the
powder.
Other...
Baby powder.
Oh, baby powder is another thing, sure.
Yeah, sure. It's not just for the baby's bottom anymore. You put that in your shoes so they smell nice.
Sure. I'll bet you there is foot powder that you put in there that is made from exactly the same stuff, just rebranded or repurposed.
Another thing is for all you students out there, the old Bic pen. Can you still get those Bic pens where you take the ink out and take the end off it, and then you have a nice pea shooter?
Spitball shooter,
yeah. Spitball, really, yeah. You'd have to use little pieces of
paper.
Something, yeah, because you couldn't fit an actual pea in it.
No.
The old McDonald's straws are good for that, though. You need a big, fat straw.
Then you could fit bigger stuff in there, sure. But it didn't have to be that big. If you got a piece of paper really sopping wet and you just chewed on it for a good 10 minutes, mm-hmm. then you popped it in the pen and poof, you hit somebody across the room easily. I was pretty good at that, I have to admit. I forget what grade that was, grade 4, grade 5, whatever.
Oh, you were a troublemaker.
I
must
guess.
Have been. You swore on the show last week.
I know, I'm sorry.
I got to go back and listen to that because I didn't catch it. Didn't beep it out.
No, you didn't. That's just part of our vocabulary. It's one of the 7 words that...
Don't group me into this.
Even though I've heard that word on this station before.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can.
It's artistic.
Especially if you have some kind of a... Not necessarily... I mean, we have a disclaimer on our show, but we don't have an explicit content warning.
Right.
Because we're generally clean.
Generally.
Sometimes something will slip by.
Right.
But...
generally, we're clean and bright and early.
And now it's getting late, so we got to leave.
Problem is all inside your head.
She said to me...
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See you next week. Right here. On CJAM, at the station, proper.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.